Cocktail for mail call. Americans, here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Ahoy, mates. The good ship Mail Call is setting sail on another cruise packed full of music and fun. And here to take command and guide the ship on a true course is our skipper. From the Eagle Lion Studios, it's lovely, curvaceous, Chilly Williams.
Welcome aboard Mail Call. We're carrying a capacity load of stars tonight, as requested by you men of the Navy. Stars like the three that are stepping up on the bridge right now. They answer to the name of the Page Cavanaugh Trio. Trio. We're really sailing now. Well, here are two letters from some sailors requesting their favorite singing star. They're signed by William D. Carr, radio man first on Okinawa, and George Maddox, fireman first on Guam. And they want to hear a song from the beautiful and charming songstress, Frances Langford.
Thank you. spend with you. These precious days I spend with you.
Wonderful, Francis. Really beautiful. And now we go from the sublime to the, well, something or other. Because stepping up to sing a song are those two youngsters from down in the holler. I'm talking about Abigail and Buddy.
Sometimes I wonder how I wonder why I spend the lonely night just a dreaming of a song, lonely song, a melody haunts my reverie. Got the blues and started blue when our love was true, true blue. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. And now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Though I dream in vain, my heart will remain the stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
I got the blues
and stardust blue. Sometimes I wonder how I wonder why I spend the lonely night. Yodel-ay-dee-dee-ay. The melody haunts my reverie. Yodel-ay-dee-dee-dee. When our love was true, true blue. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. And now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Though I dream in vain, in my heart will remain the stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
I got the blues and stardust blue.
Blues, 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 stardust blue.
That sure was pretty, Abigail and Buddy. Much obliged. Well, gang, we're lucky to have our next distinguished passenger aboard tonight. Here's a man whose time is very much in demand. What with his radio program, picture work, recording dates, and benefits, it's a wonder he has time for anything else. But nevertheless, he's right here. Frank Sinatra!
With homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the stream. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you, and you for me alone. There's nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacation. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll awake. sugar cane for me to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl. Happy we will
be. Frankie, that was swell. And don't go away, because we'll want to hear more later. Well, our cruise continues with more melody and rhythm of the Page Cavanaugh Trio. And Page himself will give us the word on the next tune.
In fact, I'd like to give you all the words to a new tune called Sunday Kind of Love.
I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. A Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday feeling and all my Sunday scheming every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. Mondays are cold, a love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Boys, take a breather now and listen to the lovely voice of Francis Langford. Francis, you are hereby ordered to sing the beautiful song, Our Waltz.
Passion in hell.
you, Francis. That was lovely. Now, everybody get firmly seated, because the good ship mail call will rock and roll when I introduce our next guest. Everyone settled? Fine. Then here he is, the inimitable storyteller, Lou Holt.
Of course, you know, you hear all kinds of stories about the Army, but here is a story that actually happened. Here are these two young hillbillies who are living in the Ozarks, and they are inducted, and they're in the Army, and they're on a train. They're on a train for the first time in their lives, looking out of the window, enjoying everything, you see, and along comes the boy with the peanuts and the candy bars. He says, I got them here. He says, I got everything you want. He says, I got those apples. He says, I got those bananas. He says, they're mellow. They're sharp. He says, they're really in the groove. He says, they're solid senders. But Dr. Bender, killer from Manila, Mr. Miller, he says, get these bananas while I got them. Get them. They won't be here long. Come on and get them. They're five apiece. Get them. So this one hillbilly says, come here, bub. He says, what do you claim you got? He says, I got these bananas. Won't have them long. I got them. He says, how much are they? He says, 5 cents apiece. I'll take one. He says, no, he says, I think I'll take two. He says, you better take one, lamb. He says, how do you eat them? Well, he says, you take off the skin. He says, and the white part, you eat. Well, he says, that sounds good. He says, okay. So he starts to peel the banana, and just as he takes a bite, the train goes into a tunnel. It's very black, and the train turns to the other guy's limb. He says, did you take a bite of that thing yet? He said, no. He said, well, don't do it. I just did and went blind. I bumped into my old friend Sam Lapidus. Sam Lapidus was living in Chicago. He went to New York to attend the wedding of his brother, and he opened up his trunk, and he found that his wife had, his brother, who was about to be married, and he opens the trunk up, and he finds that his wife has neglected to put the trousers of his evening clothes in the trunk. Goes to his brother, he says, Max, this is what happened to me shouldn't happen to our dog. He said, I just opened up the trunk. He says, the coat is, the west is, but the pants ain't. His brother was one of those very important Hebraic gentlemen who had made $40,000 or $50,000 in the fur business, you know. One of those guys who tries to hide the dialect. They hold their mouths real close, hoping it all won't come out. He said to him, now you pipe down and keep cool. You keep cool and pipe down. He said, you go to Goldberg on 8th Avenue. Goldberg on 8th Avenue has got any kind of trousers whatsoever. He said, whatever he asks you for the pants, offer him half. He said, for me, that's easy. So he goes to Goldberg. He says, how do you do, Goldberg? I'm Lapidus from Chicago. He said, what happened to me shouldn't happen to a dog. My wife forgot to put in the pants from the suit I got here, the coat. Have you got a replica from the coat I weave? The material should look the same for a wedding in 5 hours. It's all suspense, he said. In the basement. Excuse you a second. I'll go down there. He goes down to the basement. He comes up. He says, Mr. Lapidus, he says, it's irreconcilable to think that a man could walk into a store, ask for a piece of material. He says, the weave is the same. He says, the replica, the cloth. He says, I'll bet it's the same pair of pants you left in Chicago. Lapidus says, how much you want for the pants? He says, $8. Peter says, I'll give you four. Well, the guy says, I'll tell you, I've only got 49% in the business. My partner's got 51, so he's got the biggest voice. His voice is the bigger of the two. Excuse you a second. I'll go into the back, and I'll speak to my partner. Goes to the back of the store, and he says, oh, Volkovich. Oh, Cecil. partner walks in and says, "What seems to be the defucal thing?" He said, "I asked the man for the pants, $8. He offers me $4. What shall I do?" The partner says, "Don't lose the first sale. It's hard luck. If you lose the first sale all day long, the business will be zinxy." He says, "Give him the pants for $6. He says, "I got you, Stevenson." Because back into the story, says, "Mr. Lapidus, we've been in business 15 years. We never came down on a price, but today is the anniversary." "Today is the anniversary of our first sale. Such being the case, take the pants for $6. Lapidus said, "I'll give you 3. Said, "You left to excuse me. I left to talk to my partner." Goes to the back of the store, says, "Oh, Cecil." I ask him for the pens, $6. He offers me 3. What shall I done? His partner says, "Give him the pens for $4. We'll still be making 7. Goes back into the store, says, "Mr. Lapidus, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to bend the words, beat around the bush. You look to me like a Yankee Doodle Boy, an uptown boy. You look to me like a boy from the intelligentsia. I'm highly educated myself. Educated for years. NYU, also Holy Cross." "I like your style, like your smile. Take the pens for $4. Lapita said, "I'll give you 2. He said, "You'll have to excuse me. I'll have to talk to my partner." Goes back in the store. He asks the man for the pens, $4. He offers me 2. "What shall I do?" His partner says, "Give me the pens. Give me the pens. You're our salesman." "We're our salesman." Walks back into the store, walks over to Lapita, says, "You have the crows, the audacity to offer for this kind of material $2. You cheapskate, you." He said, "Take the pants free." Lapita says, "Is that so? Well, either 2 pair of pants or nothing at all."
Oh, Lou, that was wonderful. And you brought the good ship safely up to the docks. But, gang, while the crew is lowering the gangplank, let's listen once again to the beautiful voice of Frank Sinatra as he sings us one of America's greatest songs, "Home on the Range."
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer discouraging world, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Forgive me a land where the bright diamond sand flows like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Well, fellas, our mail call cruise is over for this week, but there will be another setting sail next week. So try to be aboard, will you? Until then, this is your skipper, Chili Williams, saying so long and smooth sailing.
Signatures on tonight's log include Francis Langford, Frank Sinatra, Lou Holt, Abigail and Buddy, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, and your beautiful skipper, Chili Williams. Another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.